Welcome to the Kingdom Crossroads Podcast with Pastor Robert Thibodeau. Using an interview format, Pastor Bob will introduce you to men and women whose ministries are impacting this world with the gospel, and will also provide commentary and insight on end-time prophetic events we now see happening in the news. Now here is Pastor Robert Thibodeau.
Hello, everyone, everywhere. This is Pastor Robert Thibodeau. Welcome back to the Kingdom Crossroads Podcast for today. Oh, man, I hope you have been staying up to date with our interviews because these last two episodes have been completely off the charts. I mean, we've been talking with Antonio Smith Jr. of the Antonio Smith Jr. Company, a name you should be familiar with. If you haven't heard about it, you need to go to his website and take a look. ATSJr.com, theATSJr.com, www.theATSJr.com. And look around, especially his testimony about where he started, his humble beginnings, his very difficult beginnings. I mean, he was abused, neglected as a child. At age six, taken from his parents, put into child protective services, and began rebelling. And he failed fifth grade, failed sixth grade, up into teenage years when a teacher, started seeing his potential and encouraging him and helping him along the way. And now he is the CEO of a multi-million dollar company, and he speaks all over the world. He is a motivational speaker, and on top of all that, he's a born-again child of God called into the ministry. And his ministry is to help the unchurched get back into church. Amen? I mean, glory to God. That is a ministry all of its own self. But he doesn't end there. Not only is he connecting those who are separated from the church back, and then connect them back into church, he also helps them experience financial freedom, develop high self-esteem, personal development, and he is willing to help you if you'll let him. And you can receive all sorts of information from his website, and we've been going over some of the things of his ministry and his business. And today, we're going to continue and conclude our interview with Antonio Smith Jr. Now, you know, he served an apprenticeship under Joel Osteen in his ministry. His background is awe-inspiring. I mean, I just cannot express enough how much you should be paying attention to what he's sharing with us in these interviews. But today we're going to conclude our interview with him, and he's got some free gifts for you at the end. All you have to do is go to the bottom of the show notes and click the link, and it's yours. Amen? So let's jump right back into this interview and conclude our conclusion with Antonio Smith Jr., and I'll catch you on the other side.
That's right. That's right.
We can't keep doing the same thing, expecting it to continue with the same results, because with the internet, it's a constant evolution.
You know? Right.
So that's what we're doing. And so, yeah.
That's amen. Right. Now, that's right. Alexa, that's what I do.
Yeah.
So you might want to we don't want to tell people what you're going to do. Oh, they recorded all these millions of people. But you're in the right place.
Yeah, Alexa is, our radio station is on Alexa. If you go on your thing and authorize the Alexa app to recognize Evangelism Radio, I could call out to Alexa, say, play Evangelism Radio, and it's on.
There it is. So, amen. Awesome.
Amen. So how do you reach an audience through the internet? The question I have is, how do you reach an audience that is not physically present in your church? And I'm going to guess here that it's through the internet.
Oh, yeah. The internet is the greatest invention of mankind since the written word.
Yeah.
Period.
Yeah.
And I don't think people understand that.
Thank you, Al Gore. So.
And think about it. The internet, you said 20 years ago, and when you had reference, you was doing this 20 years ago with the pastor, you had met him. The internet's just 20 years old.
Yeah. Amen.
And it's changed the world.
Yeah.
It is it's not even old enough to drink yet. Right?
Amen.
It's not even thinking about marriage and a house. It's thinking about cars right now and rims.
Yeah.
Imagine when the internet matures what it's going to do. And think about 20 years from now.
Yeah.
Right? We haven't even seen the internet, and how I reach the internet, actually, attention.
Yeah.
You just got to garner as much attention as possible because money follows attention. Mm. I don't mean to bring the conversation to money, but it's true. Money follows attention.
Yeah. Yep.
as long as you're gathering attention, and one of the greatest ways to gather attention on the internet is video, because fastest way to build trust is a face-to-face conversation. Yeah. Well, on the internet, the closest thing to a face-to-face conversation is a video.
Yeah,
exactly. Yeah. Podcasting is so powerful because it's almost – because no one sees Pastor Bob and go, oh, let me start off with the last episode. No, they say, let me fall in love with this guy and then go all the way to episode one. And then watch you like a Netflix special or something, right? Yeah. Listen to you. Exactly.
And you'll see the evolution, too. I go back and listen to our first podcast, like, oh, God, why did people even listen to this stuff?
And you know what? That's why it's so good to grow with people. It really is, because we're looking for someone to love. You know, we're looking for someone to reach out. So I reach a lot of people a month. It's insane. My reach is. Yeah, it's insane. It's in the millions. It's not fair. It's really not. But you know what? Christ wasn't fair, so it's cool.
That's right. Amen.
Yeah. I'll take his favor. I really will.
we talked before starting a recording about, you know, how I'm preparing for the next evolution of what we're doing, which is video ministry.
Yep.
You know? And
that's
we're
right.
doing it. And I've started doing that. My Sunday morning live, a Sunday morning live broadcast at from 9 to 10 a.m. Eastern time. And you know, I started, you know, just on the radio doing a live broadcast. And about the past year or so, I started doing Facebook Lives at the same time. I mean, if you see my office right here, I got 1, 2, 3 monitors, 1, 2, 3, 4 computers, because one of them is a server, you know. And, you know, so I just turn one on as the video, and then I do my, serve the other one for the radio station, and I do both. So I've been doing these Facebook Lives for about a year now.
Man, you're like a millennial, man.
Young at heart, brother. I'm still 37 at heart.
Yeah, there it is.
Amen. But what's the difference between church and religion?
Oh, yeah. Now, we're going to call the way you said church the Big C Church, okay?
All right.
Not the local body. We're going to call religion the local body.
All right.
Okay. Kingdom-mindedness is church, the Big C Church.
Amen.
That is all about the advancement of the kingdom. Don't care about titles. Don't care about who's
there
winning, who's got the most members, you know, who's paying tithes. It cares about the advancement of the kingdom. That's the universal church. And the universal church is not fair.
Mm.
Religion is very fair. Religion says, well, you know, Antonio came in there and he needed his light bill paid. We took care of it. That's fair. That's what Christ would do. Antonio came back the second month and you know what? He needed his light bill paid again. We did it again because Christ has grace. Antonio came back a third month. Wait a minute now. Wait a minute. We can't do this over and over and over and over, right? You get it?
Yeah.
And then what we do,
you're starting to take advantage of the church.
Exactly. And what we do as religion is we stop grace. You know? Here we are. We've come to Christ 50 million times over the same sin.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But I can't come to get a third light bill paid.
Right.
That's religion.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah,
that's powerful.
Yeah.
So are we living in a time of religion rather than a time of church?
Oh, yes. That's not even – yeah. You can look at the political climate and see that. Mm. In fact, it's spread across the whole world. Yeah, you can look at that. Mm. Right now is the time of this recording. The government is shut down. Okay.
Yeah.
Let's think about this for a second. This is, and again, I'm not blue. In fact, millennials like me, I don't care which side I vote.
Yeah.
But I'm if anything, I tell people all the time, I'm not a Democrat, I'm not a Republican, I'm a capitalist.
Yeah.
Right? I'm a capitalist. Yeah. I tell people that all the time.
Amen.
You know,
amen.
I'm about my money and helping people get their money so they can get out of poverty and do positive things with my money.
Amen.
But think about this for a second. We're shut down, and this is okay. But the very Constitution, the Bill of Rights, says if anything like this should happen, that we should overthrow the government.
Mm.
It says it. But if you try to overthrow the government, you're liberal.
Yeah.
You get
arrested.
Or you get arrested. Exactly.
You put that on the internet. Hey, let's overthrow the government.
Yes.
right? Or with the FBI.
Yeah. Like I'm looking on my timeline this morning and I'm looking at people mad at liberals because they're not doing the border wall. But it doesn't make sense. And I'm not for or against anything. I'm just saying that Jesus is an immigrant.
Yep.
You just have to accept this. Yep. You just have to accept that Jesus is not a white American. You're just going to have to accept that.
Yeah. Right? That's right.
At the end of the day, he's not American. He didn't speak English. You're just going to have to accept that.
Yep.
Now, are we a religious? Yes, because what religion does, and the heart of religion says either or. That's how you know if you're in something religious.
Oh, wow.
It's this way, no other option.
Yeah.
And that is what we're living in inside of government right now. It's either this wall or shut down.
Hmm.
Now, you know, nice, beautiful, happy white grandmothers can't pay their rent on Section 8 because either or, right? It's not fair. It's not okay. It's not Christ-like. It's just not.
Amen. Now, how do you lead people as a pastor during times like this?
Boy, you asked a question there, and I have no answer for you. I know, let me tell you, I know I've been doing a good job answering these tough questions. I have no answer for this one because I'm still figuring it out because I have no answer. I honestly don't.
Okay.
I am stumbling across this answer because I'm on the front lines and people are saying, I believe in Christ, but look at what's happening to me in this world. And at one respect, I'm saying, okay, well, let me, you know, Jesus died for you to take responsibility for your own life too. And I'm doing all that. But the same way, I do understand there is a system oppressing a lot of people. And it's hard to, it's hard to handle both. The only way that I can tell you that I am leading as a pastor right now is two words, me too. It's the only thing I'm really doing that's effective. I'm saying, Bob.
Not the Me Too movement, but.
No, not the Me Too movement. That's the Me Too movement.
Don't want to confuse the issue here.
I forgot about that. Yeah. I probably need to change those words right now. Yeah. But yes. Although I'm all for women's rights. You didn't say
that.
I'm not talking about that. I mean, you know, Bob. Listen, I get it.
Yeah,
I don't know what we're going to do either, but I do know that as long as it's raining on you, I promise you, my shoes will be wet because I won't leave.
Amen.
That's how I'm pastoring right now.
Yeah, amen. You said that you weren't sure what to do. You're trying different things. And when you said that, I was reminded about Thomas Edison. Someone once asked him, he goes, don't you ever get discouraged? I mean, you had 22,000 ways that the light bulb doesn't work. Don't you want to quit? He goes, no, why would I be discouraged? I found 22,000 ways not to try again.
There it is.
And so there you go. Do there something it until it works. Then all of a sudden he's like, boom, hey, I got it.
I got it. I'm a genius, right?
Now it's just perfecting it,
That's it. Yeah. I think that's where I'm at, man. I'm just trying to remind people that they're not alone.
Amen.
In fact, that's the only rule in my organization. And my organization, most of the employees in my church work for my organization.
Uh-huh. That's
the other way around. Most of the members of my church are employees of my organization.
Okay. Yeah.
And I made 8 of them millionaires too, by the way. That
great
works.
God.
Church members, yeah.
So how do I join your church?
Right? Yeah. But we have one rule and one rule only. No one suffers alone.
Amen.
It's the culture I've permeated downward. Mm. And it applies to everything. So if someone has an attitude and they're not willing to give it away for the collective conscious, then we come to them, we give them a hug, we do all sorts of stuff. No one suffers alone. And I got that because I was in a trash can suffering alone. And I think about it right now.
I'm
going to a mental space I probably shouldn't go to, but I was all by myself in that trash can. And people shouldn't be that way. So I think our whole country is whole world's in a trash can right now. But we can get out of it. We can get out of it. 40,000 kids are dying a day from starvation. And we, as citizens of this world, have said that's okay.
Yeah.
We are wrong. It is equivalent to doing the slavery period, the hangman hung a black person on a tree. It's like, oh my God, he's wrong. But you know what? The crowd that cheered it, let it happen,
they were wrong.
They were more wrong.
Yeah.
Than the hangman, they could have stopped it, and we have become the crowd.
Yeah, amen, amen. I agree. Yeah. You know, I have a problem, and I'm not going to get into the politics of it or anything else, but I have a problem with sending, you know, billions and billions of dollars all over the world, but yet we got 44,000 veterans who served this country living on the streets.
Oh, don't get me started on that.
And that's why I like speaking at these veterans conferences and stuff. That you know, because that just gets. Every time I hear him talking about, you know, we're going to send over here, you know, $22 million and all that. I said, why don't you take even half of that money and, you know, take care of the people here, you know?
Yeah, absolutely. And I'm dealing with that right now. The Army made me do so much stuff. The military intelligence, they actually came to me to help me out. And so I've got, you know, full VA and stuff.
Yep.
But we suffer. We, as veterans, and you know it, we suffer, man. It took me, in fact, if you Google me right now, I'm all over Google, but you can't find anything before 2009.
Yeah, I tried.
I fell off the grid. I fell off the grid. I did what I knew how to do. The Army taught me how to disappear. Mm. And in 2004, I disappeared for 5 years. I was totally shell-shocked. Yeah. Totally shell shocked, man. Yep. Totally shell shocked.
Yeah, amen, amen. Yeah, the veterans have and will always have a special place in my heart, and I do.
You and me both.
To help them out, you know.
Yeah.
Let me quick question on this. We get ready to wrap up.
Sure.
How do you tie people into local churches? By that I mean, let's say someone reaches out to you from California. Do you have a network of churches that you will tie them into in their local region? How do you do that?
Sure do. And I get this from Joel Osteen. I don't even get to take credit from it. Joel Osteen, Pastor Joel, has a Champions Network. And in 2013, I was with him at Night of Hope and the Florida Mariners Stadium when it first opened up.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know, 30,000 people get a life to Christ at one time. I've never seen anything like it before, ever. Yeah. When it stood up, it was like this loud rumble. This is amazing. And all 30,000 of those people did not join Lakewood. They were divided amongst the pastors that were there in the Champions Network.
Amen.
And I went, wow, I never saw that before. Because, you know, you get a lot of people say thing about Joel's Lakewood. You know, a lot of people, you know, whenever you're doing something, at the rise of your greatness also equals the rise of people that hate your greatness, right?
Yep.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. And so you hear a lot of stuff. And I came from the world that talked poorly about Lakewood Church and mega churches, period. You know, just all sorts of stuff. And what I do now is when I'm all across the country, in fact, I'll be in India, and I have a network of not as organized as the Champions Network, but I have a network of people that I plug in. And, hey, you're from where? I know people in almost every state, and I refer them. Pastor Bob, hey, do something with this guy right now, you know, do something because he's willing, he's ready, stuff like that. So I got it. I got the concept. I call them umbrella members, but I got the concept from Pastor Joel Osteen, Champions Network.
Amen. Speaking of Joel Osteen, just real quick question out there.
Sure.
What would you say to those who dislike his preaching style, dislike the way he does things and all that?
I would say two things to you. Woe to the Christian who talks bad about other Christians.
Amen.
That's number one. I would say that to you. Number two, Joel Osteen is, I'm going to say this slow because it's going to hurt a little bit. Joel Osteen is preaching more like Jesus than anybody else. Mm. Let me explain. When Jesus, now, since I have inside information, if you don't know who N.T. Wright is, that's the main theology of Lakewood Church. They while Joel is preaching, there's 30-something classes going on, discipleship classes, and he hooks them in and then sends them to these. N.T. Wright is the greatest Paulinian scholar alive today, N.T. Wright. And he's British, but he's amazing. Now, here's what happens, and I love this about all of it. Jesus talked nothing but Bible, or right. Old Testament at the time, mm-hmm. to the Pharisees. But when he went to regular people, he did not mention Scripture at all.
Right.
He didn't. He talked their language. Oh, okay, you're at the well. Well, guess what, lady? Mm. I've got some water. Yeah. That you'll never have to thirst again for, right? Oh, yeah. Peter, you're fishing. Guess what? I'm going to teach you how to be fishers of men. Hey, man. Right? No matter what. Hey, yeah. Oh, yeah. You're a lame man. Won't you take up your mat? He never used scriptures. Mm. He talked regular to regular people.
Wow.
And I admire that about anyone who knows how to commune and communicate.
Yeah.
At people's level. So when I say Joel Osteen preaches more like Christ, that's what I mean.
Amen.
When he's with the Pharisees, Joel Osteen brings up Bible. When he's with people, he brings up people.
Amen. And just like in Jesus' day, you know, he was drawing the crowds, which drew the ire of the Pharisees.
and it's only Pharisees that have a problem with Joel Osteen.
Oh, preach it, brother. Preach it.
That was a great connection you drew there.
That was the softball pitch, man. You hit that one out of the park. Tony, if someone wanted to get in touch with you to ask a question or maybe do an interview such as this, how could they get in touch with you?
Yeah, I'm going to do something different than I would normally do. If you want to get in touch with me, I'm not even going to give you my information. You got to go back to Pastor Bob and find it out, okay?
Amen.
What I want you to do is, because I'm going to share this podcast on my network too, and then try to give other subscribers, just go back to Pastor Bob, and then Pastor Bob has all my information, and then what can happen is he will put you in touch with me, my social media. I just want you to have a better relationship with the host of this great show.
Hey, amen. I do appreciate that. Glory to God. If you're listening to this right now, go to kcrpodcast.com. There's a contact form on there, or you can email me directly at brotherbob@ftfm.org. So, Tony,
there it is.
Thank you so much for your time.
Man, thank
today.
You. Man, and, this is amazing, man. This might be like two episodes or something. I don't know.
We're probably pushing three right now. I don't hold us to a 28-minute time. I go until the natural conclusion comes.
Right? There it is.
And God had so. And the best thing is, you know, we didn't struggle to get to this point. It was just a natural flow. God has something special planned for this interview.
Wow.
And, you know, somebody somewhere needs to hear what you just had to say.
Wow. I'm grateful.
I do believe that with all my heart. Now, do you have any products or anything that you could, you know, I could give a link to where they could reach out and purchase a book or something like that?
Absolutely. What I'll do is I'm going to make the product free. So I'm going to send you a code, Pastor Bob, so that we hang up. I have a thing called Plant Better University. It is. Actually, I got something better. I got two things I'm going to give. I'm going to give 160 hours away of complete business sales and mastery coaching. 160 hours. It's a $17,000 course. I'm going to give that away for free.
Mm.
And then I got Plant Better University. It costs $8.99 a month. I'm going to give 6 months away for free. Basically, what it is I understand I'm insanely expensive and people can't afford coaching. So what I've done is I created my own TV network that's full of coaching that adds 50 different coaching videos a week.
Wow.
A month. And it just costs $8.99. I'm going to give you the first 6 months free. After that 6 months, you can cancel if you want to. I'm going to send you both of those links.
Glory to God. Folks, you can't get any better than that for something that he is sowing into your life.
That's it.
He is sowing it. And where there's seed planted, growth will abound. Amen. I mean, he's sown an apple seed. You can't tell how many apples are contained inside that apple seed. So not only is he going to reap a harvest for what he's sown, but if you take these seeds he's given you and plant them yourself, you can have your own orchard. Amen.
Wow. Amen.
So, you know, amen. Tony, thank you again for being on the program
today. Thank you. I'm so on fire right now. You are just like... You're Paul or something, man. I don't know. You're like the apostles of the Gentiles or something.
Oh, praise God. I appreciate that. I really do. I'd appreciate you. I mean, you heard how busy he is. Well, he is super busy, and I appreciate you, Tony, coming on the program, taking the time out of your schedule to bless our listeners today. And I just pray God will continue to bless the work you're doing for the kingdom.
Amen. I receive it, man. I appreciate you. Thank you very much for having me. Thank you, listeners, for being so dedicated to Pastor Bob.
Amen. Folks, the links to what he's talking about sharing with you is going to be in the show notes. Just click on it. And just because he's giving it to you free, that doesn't mean you can't, you know, sow into his ministry. Amen. Help him out. You know, there's no such thing as a small seed. Amen. No such thing as a small seed. Not in the eyes of God. Amen.
Wow.
That's why Jesus said, if you had faith as large as a little tiny grain of mustard seed, you don't know what it will grow into. Amen.
Wow. Glory. Amen.
Folks, that is all the time we have for today. And I highly recommend you get in touch with Antonio Smith Jr. He is the real, you heard him. He is the real deal. And he will be able to help you go from where you are to where you're supposed to be. Amen.
Amen.
God has a plan for your life. Sometimes we need help to find the path. Sometimes we need help while on the path. And Antonio's team will help you fill that void. Amen.
Thank you, Lord. Amen.
So for Tony Smith Jr. and myself, this is Pastor Bob Thibodeau reminding you, be blessed in all that you do.
There it is.
Are you a Christian entrepreneur, coach, or author with a message that needs to be heard? Picture this, your voice reaching thousands, your story inspiring hearts, and your business flourishing like never before. Introducing Faithcasters, the ultimate platform that connects faith-driven professionals like you with the power of podcasting. Become a sought-after guest on faith-based podcasts, share your unique insights, and connect with like-minded individuals who share your passion for faith and entrepreneurship as well. Imagine your expertise reaching a wider audience, expanding your network, and propelling your business to new heights. Well, it's all within reach with Faithcasters. So don't wait. Take the first step today on your journey to greatness by visiting our website at faithcaster.org. That's faithcaster.org. Join the Faithcasters community now and unleash the full potential of your faith-driven enterprise. You do not want to miss this opportunity. Faithcasters, where faith meets podcasting and your dreams become reality. Visit faithcaster.org. Let's soar together. And remember, anyone can be a podcaster, but only a Christian can become a faithcaster. Faithcasters, your voice, your platform, your success.